Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys might be surprised by this, but I know that some of y'all think I'm crazy. So I have a theory, and it really comes from the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship and Patrick Mahomes and Brady Mahomes. I have a theory that when you are like friends with another couple, like your couple hangs out with that couple, the people that have to be the closest, the reason you guys are a couple friend has to be because of the women. That Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes aren't really close with Taylor and Travis. And if they are, it's not going to last long. I feel like the beginning and the end is already happening. 314-531-9898. Think about your couple friends. Who is the real close friend? What brought you guys together? Anyone out there listening that has like another couple friend and like the guys are the reason you guys are friends, the reason you guys always hang out, I don't think it'll ever work out. The women have to get along. Last season, Taylor and Brittany were seen hanging out in suites all the time. Thursday night, they weren't in the suite together. And then they showed up at the US Open acting like it's all good. But there's already been rumors that Taylor doesn't like politically some of the things that Brittany has done, like the liking of the Trump tweets, defending of Trump, and Taylor can't be associated with that. And then they're in the box together at the US Open, acting like everything's all good. I don't think it's all good. I think that Travis and Patrick are probably like, yo, our girls are not going to get along very much longer.
I don't think so. I don't know about this. I think the sweet thing at the game was more so, I heard some good points made where originally, you know, Taylor had friends around her when she came to the game. Maybe she wasn't comfortable with Travis's family. Maybe she, like, you know, needed that extra support system. Whereas now,
she was always in the suite last season. They were always together.
I don't know that I completely buy. Sure, I certainly don't disagree that, like, maybe she doesn't agree with her Trump comments.
Yeah.
But I think it's more so like Taylor's closer with the family now. I think she doesn't need that like support system. Now, I don't think they're besties like, you know, maybe Brittany Mahomes would put off, because who doesn't want to be best friends with Taylor Swift, right? Yeah. But yeah, I don't completely disagree, because I don't think that Taylor is a huge Brittany Mahomes fan. I just always have found that hard to believe from the get also.
I feel like, to your point, Brett, about how long a like relationship, couple relationship, friend thing can last, like, and how sustainable it is, whether you were friends with the like male or female. I definitely do think that it's harder for females to get along than it is for males. Like, I feel like males, you could find one thing. Oh, you played golf once. Oh, okay, well, I guess we can talk about
that and be chill.
Yes. Versus women, there's a lot more that comes into it with like getting along. So I definitely think that if you have the females being friends first, then it's just like easier from the get-go.
Yeah,
so
100%.
I have to agree.
I think it's easier for guys to be like low-key friends with each other and it's not weird. But if girls are just sort of friends with another girl, it's always a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
You guys agree with my theory?
Yeah, halfway friends don't really work for women. Like, you either are all in or you're all out.
The guys, Patrick and Travis, can't be the reason they double date. You can't. You can occasionally double date. Like, oh, like, it's Christmas. You know, we got to go get our holiday drink with them. But, like, if that's, like, your go-to, we go on vacation together, it's because the girls were friends.
I do agree.
There's no way.
I totally agree.
Couple can survive where the guys are the ones going on. First off, they would never do anything. Hey, we're going to go on vacation. With who?
Yeah, what?
I think what you're going to see is you're going to start seeing more and more of Travis hanging out with Benny Blanco. He's going to be hanging out with Selena Gomez's guy.
Yes, agreed.
Because that is Taylor's best girlfriend.
Agreed. Yeah. I think that's
a good prediction, Kev.
That's how friendships work. Am I wrong? Is anyone out there listening that has another couple they do stuff with all the time? Who's the friend? Who's the reason you guys linked up? Was it your man? or is it you? 314-531-9898. I have this theory that it has to be the girls who are Fred's first. Am I wrong? It's Y98 St. Louis. Guys, I have this theory, and I've had it forever, and what's making me think about it even more commonly right now is that the girls have to be the reason you are with another couple friend. It's hard to find couple friends. It's one of the hardest things. There's a whole episode in How I Met Your Mother about it. Mm-hmm. You got to like seek them out. But the people that have to be the connector with the couple friends have to be the women. If you meet up and you are friends and you're
for
double dating.
A real, genuine, true, strong.
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah. Because if you're doing a double date all the time and it's the guys who put you together, like Patrick and Travis, they were teammates and friends first. Taylor and Brittany Mahomes, it's just recipe for disaster. They're not going to be friends. It's going to ruin, it might even ruin the Chiefs, guys. I'm telling you. I saw this happen firsthand. I had this theory a long time ago, and I'm going to tell this story about my other couple friends. They would meet up for Wine Wednesdays, and the guys were the friends, and they would do wine, and they were like, they had this good thing going. And I told them, like, guys, you should stop doing that because you two are the friends, and the girls are going to eventually not get along. A year later, I saw that same guy. I'm like, oh, man, you're still doing your Wine Wednesdays? Like, no, the women got into a fight, and we don't do the Wine Wednesday. And he hadn't seen his buddy in 6 months. They stopped hanging out because that's what ends up happening. If your girl doesn't approve of your friend, it creates drama.
But he got taken as collateral.
Yeah, and that happens in relationships all the time. If the wife doesn't like the friend, you stop hanging out with them as much. And so the worst thing you can do is what Travis and Patrick are doing, is have their girls try to become best friends. And I'll be honest, Brittany Mahomes seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot. Yeah.
I would not. I would try to. I'd be like, we don't need him. We can see Patrick every now and then. Huh? Michelle, you disagree though. You think the friendship has to come through the man, huh?
I think that sometimes, like, you know, if a girl's dating a guy and, you know, he has friends, then it's usually like, you know, the two girls, you know, will begin to know each other through friends of circumstance through the men. But I agree with you. I don't necessarily think that the relationship, the friendships will last, because if the females don't get along, then the relationship with the men may pull apart and it'll eventually wane. And it'll put pressure and strain on the relationship.
No female friendship has ever...
Girls tend to be cats anyway.
Yes, thank you so much for the call. No female friendship has ever made it because some guy introduced them. Let's be honest. That is the fastest way for them to not be friends.
Right. Guys aren't the best at setting up relationships.
Right. Carrie, you disagree, though. You think that you can have another couple friend, but the guys are the reason that you guys are couple friends?
Hey, yeah. So I definitely see what you guys are saying, and I've seen that firsthand, unfortunately, but I don't think that it's always a disaster, because my husband's best friend, they've been friends forever. His wife is actually one of my very best friends, and we're the ones who plan the vacations, and they came, you know, come and stay with us and vice versa, because we don't live in the same city.
Interesting.
Yeah,
maybe that's why it works out so well.
I was going to say, you only like her because she doesn't live in the same city as you.
I guess I see what you're saying there, but I do still have friends that were brought to me from my husband, like, so I don't think it's always the case.
We have another couple friend that we're super close with in St. Louis, and it's my wife and, you know, and her are our best friends, and me and the husband, the only thing I think we have in common is that he has a job. He's like super smart, like has his life together. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm just hanging out by a thin thread. He's like, I went to work today. Me too, kind of.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.